الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واعبد ربك حتى يأتيك اليقين. آمنت بالله، صدق الله مولانا العظيم، وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected and honorable ulama ikram, elders, brothers, young friends in Islam, and sisters who may possibly be listening, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This last Jumu'ah of the Mubarak month of Ramadan is generally referred to as Jummatul Wada', the Jumu'ah of farewell. And when a person is bidding farewell to a guest, to a friend who was very, very generous, kind, affectionate to a person, then at that time the heart is broken. Allahumma ajbur kasrana bi firaqi shahrina. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mend our hearts that have broken due to the leaving of the month. One person asked me that how is Ramadan treating you? So I said to him that Ramadan treats everyone well. The correct and right answer to ask, question to ask, is how did we treat the Mubarak month of Ramadan? That is the question that we need to ask ourselves. How have we treated the Mubarak month of Ramadan? And even though it may be the last Friday, the last Jumu'ah of the month of Ramadan, but the reality, the fact of the matter is that Ramadan is not over yet. And therefore we should make the most of the balance of the moments that are available. 2.5 days or 3.5 days at the most are left. It is mentioned that the pious predecessors used to say that if the people of the grave were given a choice to wish for something, then they would have wished that they were given one day and one night of the Mubarak month of Ramadan. And it may very well be that we are from the people of the grave next year. Because one Ramadan, when Ramadan will come, but we are not going to be around. And when that will be, we really don't know. We really don't know when that Ramadan is going to come. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Allahumma a'id alayna Ramadan a'waman adida wa azminatan madida. Oh Allah, grant us many, many more Ramadans. Oh Allah, grant us and bless us with many, many more Ramadans. In the remaining days of the Mubarak month of Ramadan, we have to still perform our Taraweeh, even though Taraweeh may have completed or the Quran Sharif has completed in many venues. But Taraweeh still needs to continue. There are other forms of ibadat that we need to ensure we complete before the coming of Eid, and that is the discharging of our Sadaqatul Fitr. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that it is an expiation for the deficiencies that a person would have. As human beings, we all are deficient. And by discharging your Sadaqatul Fitr, it is a form of expiation for the deficiencies that were committed during the Mubarak month of Ramadan. And at the same time, it is also a means of providing for the less fortunate, the destitute, the poor, the needy, something through which they can also improve on their day of Eid, and they can also enjoy something on the day of Eid. When the month of Ramadan comes to an end, then the day of Eid comes. And the day of Eid is a day of joy and celebration. Sometimes it may happen, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect, that on the day of Eid, there is a janaza in someone's home. Then on that day also, they do not fast because there is a janaza there. Of Eid, they won't fast. But there is a somber atmosphere. There is a sad atmosphere in the house. There is a gloomy atmosphere in the house. The reality is that on this particular Eid, and for the last few Eids, there is a janaza in the house of every ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With tens of thousands of people having been massacred in Gaza over the last 1.5 or more years. Tens of thousands of people. And in the last few days, 500-600 children butchered and slaughtered and massacred. The reality is that as ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as servants of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, as members of that very same ummat which we are a part of, regarding which Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said that this ummat is like one body. If a part of it aches and pains, then the rest of the body aches and pains. The reality is that we cannot enjoy our Eid. We will not fast on the day of Eid. Because that is the hukam and the command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that we don't fast on the day of Eid. But there will be a somber atmosphere in the hearts of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for as long as this massacres and slaughtering and plundering is going on in the Gaza Strip, for as long as all of that is going on in the West Bank, in Jerusalem, and in other parts of the Muslim world. And therefore, in the remaining moments of the month of Ramadan, on the day of Eid as well, we should pour our hearts out in making dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala remove the plight, the difficulty, the pain, the suffering of our brothers and sisters and little children in Palestine. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala cause every drop of blood that was shed there to be a means towards the liberation of Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa Al-Mubarak. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala remove the occupation from power, because when the Muslims were in power, then there was justice for all. And when the occupation came into power, then there is injustice and oppression for everyone. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala protect one and all, and Allah ta'ala grant each and every one of us the opportunity, insha'Allah, to perform the Salatul Fath in Masjid Al-Aqsa Al-Mubarak, and inshallah that time is coming very, very soon. Towards the ending of the month of Ramadan, we have to ponder and we have to reflect. In the verse of the Quran Sharif that I recited, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, wa'bud rabbaka. Two words. Wa'bud rabbaka. Hatta is a preposition. Ya'tiyakal yaqeen. And five words altogether. Worship Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala until the certainty comes. And the mufassireen write that what is the certainty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about? Then the most certain thing in life is actually death. The most certain thing in life is actually death. In every other matter there is a difference of opinion. Everyone got a different of opinion. When it comes to death, there is a unanimous opinion that everyone knows that we have to leave this world and die and go one day. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that this worship of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has to continue right until our death. It does not stop at the end of Ramadan. Our worshipping Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, our salah, our zakat, our fasting, our charities, all of this does not come to an abrupt end when the month of Ramadan comes to an end. And the whole year is not going to be Ramadan. We entered the month of Ramadan in such a manner that we were beaten, we had bruises and scars on our spiritual bodies, there was dents on our spiritual bodywork. All of these things were happening. And then Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala put us through the Mubarak month of Ramadan, which is almost like going to a spiritual panel beater. You go to a spiritual panel beater, and then that spiritual panel beater, the Mubarak month of Ramadan, he dents us, he beats us up, he puts, and we come out of the month of Ramadan, every person from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wallahi al-azim, there is khair and goodness in every ummati of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. There is khair and goodness in every ummati of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. Everyone may not be able to reach Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala through their tilawat of the Quran Sharif, through their long rakats, but people reach Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in different ways. And in the month of Ramadan, everyone made some sort of little effort to try and reach Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We do not have the right to look down upon any ummati of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. We do not have that right to look down upon any ummati of Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Everyone made some little effort, and it is our dua and prayer that Allah ta'ala make every individual ummati of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam worthy of the goodnesses of the month of Ramadan that had come. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala take the ummat out of Nabi alayhi salam, out of the month of Ramadan, in a manner that it was better than when we started the Mubarak month of Ramadan, and may this be a turning point for the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the person's car has been damaged and he has gone through some sort of panel beating, then when he comes out, he's obviously not going to drive that car in the panel beater's workshop. Is he going to drive the car there? He's not going to drive the car there. He's going to drive the car on the roads. But now when he's going to come onto the roads, then he's going to be careful about how he drives the car. He's going to be careful to ensure that there should not be any other dent, any other accident, any other problem that comes upon the car. There is extra caution when he comes out of the panel beater's showroom. Just like that, when we come out of the Mubarak month of Ramadan, there must be extra caution. Extra caution that nur that we acquired during the Mubarak month of Ramadan, during the Ibadat of Laylatul Qadr, during all the fasting and the Taraweeh, and the supplications and the du'as, that nur must not escape our hearts, and we must not get dented again. But as human beings, it is very likely that we will make mistakes again. We will make mistakes again, because this dunya is not perfect, and we are not perfect. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has made us such that we are prone to error, prone to sin. But as soon as we commit sins, or we fall into the gutters, then we get up, we remember Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, ذَكَرُوا فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. As soon as we fall, we slip, we turn back to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, we raise our hands, we remember Him, we ask Him for forgiveness, and He forgives and He wipes off our sins again. يَقِينًا guna مُجْسَ هُنْغَ zarur. Yaqeenan guna mujhse honge zarur, kara lunga phir afu apna kusoor. Most certainly, O Allah, I am going to commit sins again. But when I commit those sins again, then I'm going to ask you for forgiveness once again. You can't compare Allah Ta'ala's mercy to human beings. Imagine you plundered someone's money, and you asked him for maaf, and then you told him, I am going to plunder again. You think He's going to forgive you? But Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is not like that. Allah Ta'ala, we must speak to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We must get Allah Ta'ala on our side. Really, Allah Ta'ala wants to put His crown on of friendship on the heads of every individual of the ummati, of the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I want to use the last few moments that we have available, or the last few minutes that we have available in today's Jummah talk, to highlight for us some of the resolutions that we must have. After a big conference, there are resolutions that are passed. After a big meeting, after a boss barat, there are resolutions that are passed. How is it that we are going to go forward now, after the Mubarak month of Ramadan? And the first resolution I would like for each and every one of us, and take the message beyond, back home to our children, our wives, our families. The first message and the first resolution that we should come out of the Mubarak month of Ramadan is that we are going to reconnect with the Holy Quran, and we are going to fulfill all the rights that the Quran has upon us. The Quran has got a lot of rights upon us. It is the greatest gift that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given to humanity. And the reality is that we have neglected the Holy Quran. And on the occasion of the day of Qiyamah, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam is going to complain. And may that complaint not be in our, against us. May that complaint not be against us. Where Allah Ta'ala says, وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ يَا رَبِّ إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَهْجُورًا. When the Rasul will complain and he will say that, oh my Lord, my people left the Holy Quran. And what does it mean to leave the Holy Quran? The Quran Sharif is not just a book that we keep for barakat, or we keep for blessings, or it is just a book that needs to be respected, or it is a book that we just make some ta'weezes with, or we read some wazifas from, or we read Surah Yasin at the time of the death of someone. The Quran Sharif is for the living. It is for the living, and we need to embrace the Quran Sharif by fulfilling all the rights that the Quran has upon us. Number one, we should be learning how to recite the Quran Sharif. How we should recite the Quran Sharif with fluency, with tajweed, in a beautiful manner. The vast majority of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and everyone should look into his own life and think and ponder and reflect, that if I am asked to recite a part of the Quran Sharif in front of someone, will I be comfortable doing it, or I won't be comfortable doing it? Will I be fluent enough, or I won't be fluent enough? It is not only for the ulama or those studying in the madrasas that they need to recite the Quran Sharif fluently and correctly and with tajweed and so forth. Every ummati of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam should be able to recite the Quran Sharif correctly. And it is never too late. It is never too late to learn. If an old uncle, 80 years old, can learn how to use Instagram and TikTok at that ripe old age, then we can learn how to read the Quran Sharif. We can learn how to read the Quran Sharif. It's only a matter of applying ourselves, of focusing, of saying that this is something that we want to achieve. There is no limit to what we can achieve if we apply our minds. Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say that many people go and climb Mount Everest, even though they know that many who went to climb it before them went to rest forever. They passed away, but they still do it because they say, this is something that I want to achieve. So number one, the Holy Quran. Learn how to recite it correctly. Use and allocate a part of the day to understand the message of the Holy Quran. It's not just to recite it and finish. We must understand the message of the Holy Quran. We must ponder. Just take one verse for the day. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Read the translation of that in the morning. For the rest of the day, ponder and reflect over that verse. For the rest of the day. The next day, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. The all merciful, the very merciful. Ponder and reflect over that for the rest of the day. And the moment you start doing that, you will find that you will not be able to leave the Quran. It is so magnetic, it is so beloved, it is so wonderful that we will just not be able to remain at one verse a day. So that is number one. That is a resolution that we must take coming out of the Holy Quran, the holy month of Ramadan. Then the second resolution is that we must come out of the Mubarak month of Ramadan and we must be extra cautious. Rid our lives of sins, of vices, of evils. All of us have got weaknesses. Who doesn't have weaknesses? Look at the weaknesses in yourself and try to eradicate them. Try to eradicate them, remove them from your lives. Hai zaruri gunaho ko bhi chhod de, hai zaruri gunaho ko bhi chhod de, asl hijrat nahi sirf tarke watan. It is necessary also to give up sins. It is not only about doing the things that Allah Ta'ala wants us to do. It is also about abstaining from the things that Allah Ta'ala wants us to abstain from. So that is resolution number two. That I am not going to displease Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala for a single moment going forward out of the Mubarak month of Ramadan. And that is the resolution number two that we must have. And resolution number three is, and really these things encompass so many things it encompasses. Resolution number three is that we must connect with the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Connect with the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is our example, he is our goal, he is our objective, he is our purpose in life. We should connect with the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Build up love and affection in our hearts for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And one of the most beneficial ways or effective ways of doing that is to read the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Because if you don't know him, you can't love him. To know him is to love him. To know him is to love him. When you read the seerah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, everyone should allocate 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes in the day that you read with your families some book on the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant each and every one of us the tawfiq of amal. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant everyone in the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam a very, very joyous Eid and accepted Ramadan in his court. May he change the fortunes of this ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and once again grant it dominance and remove it from the helpless state it finds itself in. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.